Edgeworthstown is best known for the author Maria Edgeworth. And while here, you can take a separate trail and hear the Maria Edgeworth story. The area was relatively peaceful in 1798 due to their humane treatment of tenants by Richard Lovell Edgeworth, father of Maria Edgeworth, when compared to other landlords. United Irishmen rose in September 1798 under a man named Pat Farrell, and they marched on Granard to engage further British forces. As mentioned at the Granard stop, those taken prisoner were brutally executed. When Humbert and the French forces were advancing on Ballinamuck, Richard Lovell Edgeworth decided to move his family into Longford to stay at Mrs. Fallon's Inn in the town for safety. He had raised a small troop of yeomen to defend Edgeworthstown. Now fearing the arrival of the French, Edgeworth brought his men to Longford to protect them. Following the rout of the French forces, Edgeworth was accused of treachery by some of the soldiers in Longford due to a misunderstanding of his actions. He threatened to leave his estate and Ireland unless he received a full apology from Lord Cornwallis over the incident, and the following year, in 1799, he did receive that apology. Maria Edgeworth acted as her father's estate secretary, confidant and collaborator until his death in 1817. She went on to write many novels. Her first and most famous was Castle Rackrent, published in 1800, and is sometimes regarded as the first historical novel, the first regional novel in English, and the first Anglo-Irish novel. William Butler Yeats pronounced Castle Rackrent as one of the most inspired chronicles written in English, while The Absentee, published in 1812, expresses the systemic evils of the absentee landlord class of Anglo-Irish and the desperate condition of the Irish peasantry. We have now come to the end of our tour, and we hope you found it interesting. Don't hesitate to contact Longford Tourism at their offices in the Market Square in Longford for any further information. Thank you for listening.